Everybody said amen. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy of being in the house of God. Among God's people, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the joy of the Lord in our heart, and the future ahead of us. Bless the message in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Amen. What's in your bowl of life? What consists of the important things? What is most important to you in your bowl? Riches, recognition, relationships. Our text is Genesis 25, verse 34. And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. Then he ate it and drank, arose, and went on his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Ever driven along slowly in an area where people live, saw somebody walking, and ask yourself, I've done this. I wonder who that person is. I wonder where they're going. I wonder if they have a family. I wonder if they have a friend. You know, God knows everything about every single person in the universe. Think of that. We live in a world of dissatisfaction. That's what happened to Esau. He despised his birthright. One of Jacob's sons raped his beautiful sister, and the Bible says afterwards he hated her. It is well said, a moment of pleasure, a lifetime of regret. Today is Palm Sunday, time when the Master's going down the road, heading for what's in his bowl. Life is so short. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today's decision determines tomorrow's direction in life. We cannot regret our past. We cannot do that. A lady came one time after church and said, Billy, I can't get over it. My husband died a few years ago. I still can't get over it because the day he died, it was the only day I never kissed him goodbye when he went to work, and he died on the job. And I said, dear lady, don't regret the day you missed it. Rejoice in all the days you did kiss him before he went to work. Don't let one single thing destroy your purpose. We don't trip over mountains. We trip over molehills, the little things that bother us, the little gnats that come in, the difficulties that seem small, but they grow and grow because we concentrate on them. To Jacob, it was to satisfy craving for food. He wanted that. He felt he needed that. Get your priorities straight. Find out what's most important in your life. What's in your bowl today? Life's cravings determine supply. Not the lad's lunch, but the hunger of the people that created the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. It's not the singer, it's the song. Not the sermon, it's not the servant, it's the sermon. Let us quit thinking about practicing and then performing. Let's think about glorifying God in our music, in our message, whatever we do, all to the glory of God. God keeps a record of all of our details. The sum total of your past is where you are today. We are to fear, that is respect. God is not mean, but not dangerous. It's like electricity. It works, but you don't want to touch it. On the day of doom, one will never believe the small, petty things for which men have sold their souls. One soul is worth the whole world. Your life. life is not cheap. If you're watching today, you feel like you're worthless. You're not. Adam sold for a slice of fruit. Lot for a section of land. Judas for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave, a crippled slave. Esau for a bowl of stew. Esau represents people who want the blessing but don't want God. Looking at your past, you see one of two things: rejoice, regret, or remorse. Those who work for eternity also accomplish more in this life. First of all, is the intense battle for the mind. Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Listening to Satan, tear down every imagination of your mind. Satan's lying about your salvation. You're not really saved. He limits your ability for service. He tempted Jesus. Jesus is on his road to the cross. Think of that. In just a few days, what must be going through his mind? Nails through his hands. Remember, he was God, but he was human. Must have felt urgency. Those hands are going to be nailed to a cross, imagine. And as I said before, we picture those three crosses up on a hill, but they're not. They're down on street level where people can spit at them. How would they spit on somebody on a hill? Spat upon him, right on the street, imagine. Slapped him in the face, cursed him. There's an intense battle for the mind. Listen to Satan. He lies about your salvation. He limits your ability. Giants are big, but God's bigger. So there's intent battle for the mind. Then he faced the ignorance of true values. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 46. He reads, when he found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had to buy it. It shows the value of a single soul because a soul is worth more than the whole world. Think of that. Ignorant of true values. Values don't suddenly explode. They slowly erode. I'm going to say that again. Values, spiritual values don't explode. They slowly erode. When a storm comes, there's a tendency to drift, disregard, or despair this raging storm. Yes, his mother neglected him, too partial. A near-sighted father who was too busy. Four things are always asked, one of four, at a counseling session that I have. Number one is about money, how to handle their money. The second is their religion or their faith in God. Thirdly, their children. And number four, their in-laws. A groom said to his new wife, now that we're married, I'd like to mention some things I see in you that I don't like. Well, oh, the wife said, I don't mind because those are the things that cause me not to get a better husband. Esau lost six things in a moment. When you deny God, do what's wrong, you always lose. What should it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses himself? He lost six things. He lost his position as authority as the older person. He lost his position as authority. He was in charge, would be in charge of the family. He lost his portion, was a double portion as the older son. He lost that. He lost being the priest of the family, always the oldest son. He lost his posterity of his family. He was not listed in the genealogies he should have been. Prestige, lost his dignity, he became selfish. And number six, he lost the price. He only sell it one time. The impulse by physical appetite. Genesis 25, 32, and Esau, look, I'm about to die. What is this birthright to me? Have you ever heard a man say that? I'm hungry. I'm so hungry I could die. It was a hurried hunter. Anytime you're in a hurry to buy something, it's the wrong time. It was a hungry hunter. Ate red bean soup that took 7 to 15 minutes and all it takes to eat it. Number four, he insisted on immediate fulfillment. Our text, Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. He ate it, rose up, and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Critical not to make decisions under pressure. Cost higher when under pressure, and it's careless to the point of death. We have to be careful of the little things. My Aunt Lola used to come to our house. We had chickens, and we sold eggs. The eggs cost 25 cents a dozen. And she came up for the eggs and said, I've come to get my eggs. My mother said, Lola, you never paid for the last week's eggs. You got to pay for both of them or I'm not giving you the eggs. She stomped out. They never talked for 25 years. Imagine. And the only reason they talked then is they went to one of their family funerals. How much time and space have people lost over a small things is the little things we trip over, not the big things. Interested in the temporal. Moses said, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing blessings, the passing pleasures of sin. There's the power of appetite, the pleasure for sin. An irregular spiritual lifestyle. Oh, yes, we learn a little more about Esau in Hebrews chapter 12. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for the morsel of food sold his birthright. Interesting how the Bible unfolds from Old to New Testament about characters, lifestyle, and eternity. We have daily responsibilities. Christian walk is daily, not weekly when you go to church. Your daily walk is what makes Jesus so real and such a friend. My favorite song is What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What's wonderful to be a friend of God? Abraham was. Are you a friend of God? He's your friend if you let him be. You're his friend whether you know it or not. God's not against you. God doesn't hate you. God's not trying to hurt you. He loves you. John 3:16, for God so loved that he gave. Lot was weak in his devotions, wrong in his decisions, because decision determines destiny. Number six, seven, he was ignored. He ignored future consequences. Ecclesiastes 8:11, because judgment is not executed speedily, it's in the hearts of men to do evil continually. The fulfillment of it. The ignorance of future consequence executed speedily. The fulfillment, the seeds that we sow. Yale University, 3% wrote down their goals, only so. 22 years later, they followed up more than 97 others. 95 of those who had written set goals reached them. Write it down. Learn to scribe. Write down your future. Write down what you're praying for. Know where you start, where you finish. It's the last chapter that counts. Oh, yes, people that were famous had difficulties. Wesley's brothers were raised in poverty. Moody's mother gave her son to others to raise. William Carrick apprenticed as a cobbler as a young boy. David was the youngest of all brothers, yet they succeeded. It's not the circumstance, it's the heart that pumps. It's the mind that believes. It's the hands that work. Get together, do something. There's an old saying, when you're having mental problems, take a walk. Relieve that. Four things to do not to fail in order to get God's goals for your life. Number one, check when something's missing. There's a hunger in your heart, something missing here. Maybe you're not reading your Bible as you should. Check yourself. Maybe you let up on your prayer life. Maybe you're not thinking about others and praying for your loved ones. Check up what's missing. Because we have a tendency to drift. We have to fight our way up the hill. We can roll down the hill without much effort. Check when something is missing in your life. Get God's message, not people's opinions. They'll make a mistake, you make a mistake, and they'll remember that the rest of your life. Yes, the good that men does is oft buried with their bones, while the evil lives after them. Check with something missing. Get God's message, not people's opinions. Don't let be a people director. Don't be directed by the conviction of other people. It's have your own conviction, your own desire, your own plan, and your own victory. Don't say, I don't measure up. One of the worst things you can say is, I'm not worthy. I'm not talented. Don't have any great abilities. Not very good looking. Everything's against me. Yeah, just go ahead and eat some worms. Remember that? You know, you just give up. Don't give up on yourself. God's not giving up on you. God loves you. He's got a plan for your life. Let him fulfill it in your life. Let him take care of you. None of us measure up to what we want to be because we are in the process of being made. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. We are in the process of being made in the image of God. Don't get discouraged if you're not as perfect as you think you should be. Life is a progress, not a position. God is working on us all of the time. Get God's message. Don't say you're not measured up to. God makes you as he develops you. Peter, he was a sign of that. God made him inch by inch. He gave us the first step. We take the second. I like a little song the Humbards used to sing. Make me a little kinder. Make me a little blinder. Of the faults that are around me, and let me praise people a little more. Are you a person that picks at people? How they dress, how they look, where they go, what they say? Get your mind off of condemning people. Leave people alone, tend to your own business, and you'll be a whole lot better off. How many can say amen to that? Quit being troubled by people, what they say to you. Oh, yes. Palm Sunday. Those that praised him crucified him. Don't take too much stock in what people think or say about you. It's not what they say. It's what you know and what God has a plan for your life. And that plan unfolds. We don't get up in the morning and know everything that's going to happen that day. No idea. Not at all. But God does. That's the confidence I have in him. I think the greatest word in a Christian's life, I've said it before, is one word, trust. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, because God is going to take care of it. Put your trust in him. Worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself, the Bible says. Sufficient is itself. Don't worry about people. Worry about things. Don't be a worrywart. You can waste your life worrying and worrying and worrying and worrying. And a man said, I worried and worried and found out 90% of the things I worried about never happened. How true. So don't be a worrywart. Be a winning heart. Say, God's on my side. Devil, you're not going to have me today. You're not going to affect me today because I'm not going to listen to you. He can talk to your mind, but he can't get in your heart. He knocks on the door of your brain, but he can't get in. Oh, yeah. He's there to test you, to tempt you, to get into your mind up here and work on you. Say, Satan, get behind me. That's what Jesus said. Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me. Get in the past. Get rid of the past. You can't live in the past. Live for today. Today is the day that God made. Today is the only change you have. Yesterday's the canceled check. Tomorrow's a future note. Today is the only cash you have. Spend it wisely. Live for the day. Get up in the morning and don't say, oh, Lord, it's morning. Say, good morning, Lord. Jesus is here. Do you sense his presence in this room today? I do. By the Holy Spirit that's in each of us. There's something wonderful about God. So many things about him. His character, his love, his faithfulness, his grace, his mercy. All those things are extended to us every day of our life. Wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Lord. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Everybody said, amen. To you that are listening and watching in many countries around the world, there are 199 nations. We're in a lot of them, reaching out to you wherever you're at. We hear from people in other countries. Watch us and listen every week. Thank you. God loves you. God cares about you. God knows where you are, what you are, what you're going through. He knows all about it. And he loves us. You say, but I'm such a failure. God loves failures. I blew it so many times. So many others have also. God loves you. I can't say it enough today. So many people call and say, God doesn't like me. He's mad at me. God's not mad at you. I've said it before. He's mad about you. He loves you today. Every one of you in this section over here, God loves you. This section over here, God loves you. This section over here, every one of you, God loves you. Over here, God loves you. God does not against you, he's for you. He wants to help you. Let him do that. Quit struggling on your own. Quit fighting the battle by yourself. Ask Jesus to come in and say, Jesus, I need you. I want you. Help me. He is closer to you than the breath in your mouth. He knows who you are. He knows what you're going through. He cares about you. He loves you with an everlasting love. He loved you. He saw you before you were born. Yes, he said, I saw you in your mother's womb. Another passage I love. Before you were born, all of your life was forewritten in a book. Wow. Is that predestination? Foreknowledge? God sees every one of you here this morning and all the thousands and perhaps millions that are watching and listening. God knows everything you've ever done, ever will do, and he loves you. God loves us for one reason. He made us. He created you in the image of God. He said, I knit you in your mother's womb. My wife used to do a lot of knitting. I called her a knit witch. She just knitted all the time. She had to have something to do. We're driving all those hours on the road. Never forget it. God knows you. God loves you. He wants to help you. He is closer than the breath in your mouth. Turn to him today. Say this prayer with me, everyone in the room again. For those that are listening and watching, say with me, dear Jesus, I want you in my life. Please come into my heart. Please change me today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. While our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, how many lift your hand this morning and say, without a doubt, if I were to die today, I'm as good as in heaven, as if I